Hey everyone, I'm Georgina and you're listening to the Hot Hits right here on Sin. I recently caught up with Nick, also known as electronic indie artist Quiet Blue. We had a chat about his very eclectic musical sound, finding inspiration in isolation, and most importantly about his fantastic brand new single Hollow, which is out now. You can hear our chat right here, right now, here on the Hoist Hot Hits. I'm joined today by Nick, who is the creator who embodies the project called Quiet Blue. Thank you so much today, Nick, for coming onto the Hoist to chat with me.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for having me.
It's not a problem at all. It's completely our pleasure. You started releasing music in 2019, I believe, under the moniker of Quiet Blue. And your music is really so exciting to me. It's got like a mixture of raw lyrics, really cool, great electronic beats. And it's got so many layers to it that don't just create a lot of really strong tracks, but to me, they also seem like you create such an immersive experience that you can really just like escape from the world with. And so your sound with that is very eclectic. So how do you decide on what Quiet Blue sounds like? Or is that just something that is constantly evolving for you as you develop as an artist?
Oh, it changes every day. It changes every hour of every day. I mean, that's, yeah. I think because my listening habits are so eclectic, that's probably why all my music, like I start writing a song that should be like a folk song. And then I remember, I was just listening to James Blake this morning and I loved that beat he brought in. And so then I bring that in and then I'm like, then I was listening to Patrick Watson in the afternoon and I'm like, well, my song's not atmospheric enough. So then I add all this stuff. So that's why it always ends up to be a bit of a boiling pot of just a bunch of different ideas, different influences, which is what I really love about the Quiet Blue project, because I've never really felt constrained to have to write a specific type of music. Yeah. So it's really exciting. And as I learn more things, I can just keep throwing them in and working them into the sound that I already have. So it's a really good way to do things, to keep things growing and evolving. And it keeps it really fun for me, actually.
How does that affect you in terms, I suppose, of like your creative and writing process? Because I mean, obviously, if you say you hear something and you go, oh, that's really cool, like maybe I could kind of get inspiration from that and add that in. How does that work in terms of if you've got a track, like how do you find that you're finished with it if you're constantly kind of getting different types of external inspiration?
That's a very good question. I think it always happens. I don't know if this is just by chance or by design of like how, like my workflow, but it always happens, like feels like it happens organically. So I always get to a point in a track where it's like not a song. And then there'll be a week or two that passes that I'll just be adding stuff that I want to add. And all of a sudden it'll just have happened that now it's a song. I won't even really remember what I did to decide what I add, but I just feel like when I've got a little idea, my brain kind of goes to exactly the influence that idea makes me think of. So it can all like grow very organically without me having to be like, okay, this song's cool. Now I'm going to go and listen to this music and grab some sort of influence from it. I don't know if it's just by chance or if that's how it's meant to happen, but it always just goes like hand in hand. What I'm listening to tends to be what I start to make, and then it like just grows from there. So it's fun watching it happen, because sometimes I'm just as in the dark as someone else is when like a song's taking shape. So
well,
it's cool. Yeah.
It seems like it's a process that is definitely working for you. You've got a new single that's being released as of present time that we're recording this. It's being released tomorrow, which is October the 2nd. When people hear this, it will have already been released. So I will encourage everyone to go and check it out, stream it, listen to it. It's called Hollow and it's a complete sonic experience. I did get a cheeky preview listen and it is fantastic. I love it. It's moody, it's grand, and it's really dynamic. So I suppose I want to ask, what is something that you want listeners to be able to hear from it? How do you kind of want them to be able to connect to this new track, Hollow?
Yeah, I think this track, I wanted to tell the story much more in the music than in the lyrics. A lot of my other songs have a lot of lyrics in them and there's a lot of like overt messages in the words that you can take away. But I think this song happened really by chance. I was just taking a break from working on one of my other tracks because it was starting to annoy me. And I just wanted to make something really pretty that I could just like enjoy music from again. So that's how it sort of started. And then I just noticed that by adding stuff and taking stuff away, I could sort of convey the emotions that I wanted to show in the song just through the sound and not even with any vocals in it. So I think that the biggest thing I want people to take from this song is like, it's an amazing song for just sitting down if you've got some time, or if you're in the car and you can just actually listen to everything in your headphones through some nice speakers, because I tried to take you on a bit of a journey in the sound rather than the lyrics, which is probably the first time I've ever done that, which was really exciting to do, because there's really only like two verses to this song and then other lines that are just repeated throughout. So there's not many lyrics there, but I think there's a lot to take away from the way the sound like builds and that, how that tells the story, which is, it was really exciting for me to make.
It's definitely exciting to listen to. And I do agree that the whole idea of actually kind of sitting down and listening to it with your headphones on and not kind of listening to it just as background noise while you're on your phone or doing something else, I really found, and when I do interview people and obviously review songs and tracks for The Hoist, I think the best thing is to just sit there and really listen, because that's when you get the best experience out of it. And this track, Hollow, really is an experience and it's completely immersive. So I think you really have got to let yourself really be immersed by it and let it, you know, flow over you, or you don't get the full experience that you've obviously intended to create for it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, it's sometimes it's hard to get the time to just sit down and listen to a song. I mean, but I think that's all, like in most cases, there's obviously some bangers that you can just have in the background and it's like playing. But I do love having a moment where you just sit down and listen to music and you're just like, wow, okay, I'm just going to go with this and see where it takes me. And I think that's what I really tried to do with this one.
And I did want to ask, you know, living in lockdown and in isolation, there's obviously not as many places that we can go. We can't go very far. Has it been productive in the way that you've had more time, or have you been facing the challenge of, I suppose, maybe not having as much fresh inspiration to create new music?
Yeah, I think the first time around of ISO, I was struggling to just get creative at all. Like I was just not working much, and then I was just relaxing and just being like, oh, there's a pandemic, I can't do anything anyway, I'm just going to like simmer and do nothing. But then I think once, maybe around June or a little bit earlier, like I got really, really, really productive, just because I noticed that I'm never going to have this much time to do anything ever again, because normally I'm at uni or I'm working 3 or 4 days a week. I'm going out to do stuff with friends on weekends, and it's just like there's very little time to spend like a full night or something, or a full day just in my room working on music. So I took a long time just trying to learn things. Like I learned a lot more about production and mixing, and I learned a lot more about the piano and like my instrumentation, just to like practice when normally I would just be like pressuring to make stuff. I actually put the time into just learning a little bit while I've just got nothing much else to do. So in a way, this time's been like an absolute blessing actually, because it sort of just gave me a reset to then, now that I've learned so much with all the different like assets that I can like use for my music, I can then now just have freedom just to write and make more once we go back to normal. So it's like, some people have really struggled, but me as well, I'm not like a super social person either.
Yeah.
I've got my partner who lives around the corner. My best friend lives with me, and it's like, they're sort of who I see anyway. So it's been a pretty great setup for me, to be honest.
I think you've probably been more productive than me during this time, but I'm glad that you've been productive because of the music that you're creating. Like, I think that's a win for us as listeners. And so obviously Hollow is being released 2nd of October, but I am going to be cheeky. And obviously in this world we live in now, it's all about instant gratification. You know, you get a taste, you want a bit more. So I do want to ask, seeing as though you've been so productive during lockdown and isolation, what can we expect from you in the near future? Are we going to be getting more tracks, an EP maybe? Like what are you going to be coming out with soon?
Yeah, you're going to be getting a bunch more tracks actually. So I had an idea for an EP earlier this year, but I sort of just didn't have enough songs to make a story within the EP without just throwing songs in that would be random, because as like my music's so eclectic anyway, I wanted to do an EP that had a bit more of a story to it. And the more I sort of experiment with electronic music, the sort of darker my sound has become a little bit. And so I wanted to theme something around the night. And so I've got a 6-track EP that's on the way. It's all off, you know, getting mixed and mastered, and we're working on it. And that's going to be slowly rolling out over the next few months to 4 or 5 months. I'm just deciding whether to try and get it out quickly this year, or maybe release a couple of singles and get it, the rest of the EP out at the start of next year. We're just going to see how it goes, just because, yeah, it's a weird time and it's a lot of songs. So I don't want to just oversaturate with songs. As much as it's really exciting to release songs, I want to keep some, you know, some cards in my hands before just throwing it all out. So it's all on the way and it's all brewing. So it's very exciting though.
That's so exciting to hear. I mean, obviously as a listener, you want to hear it, you want to hear it now, but I'm more than happy, as I'm sure a lot of people out there will be, to wait. And it'll be an exciting wait, something to look forward to. That's the main thing. And at least we know that we've got a lot of things to look forward to coming from you. So Nick, also known as Quiet Blue, where can we find you on social media so that we can keep up to date with all of your updates on media and what you're up on music, sorry, and what you're up to?
Yeah, cool. I've just got, so my Instagram's quietblue.music. I've got a Facebook page. It's just Quiet Blue. I post on there any news you need. I tend to post on the Instagram more than anything, and the stories and whatnot. So that's probably the main place to go if you want any, you know, hot Quiet Blue news. that's about it.
Well, as you're listening to this interview, Quiet Blue's new single, Hollow, is out now. So if you're a fan of James Blake, of Rye X, Quiet Blue is going to be right up your alley. And honestly, I would encourage everyone to check out Hollow. It's a stunning track, shows off some real talent, and is really exciting just to listen to. Thank you so much, Nick, for joining me today on The Hoist for a chat. And I can't wait to hear what you've got next for us.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. This has been great.